everything about Jesus is getting more and more intense. His conversations with his disciples, everything that he says is more intense. He knows where he's going. Nothing's going to change his mind. And, you know, even after all of the experiences that the disciples had with Jesus, you know, feeding the 5,000, right? All the miracles, the withered hand that becomes whole, everything, all the teachings that they've been around in the last 3 years to hear Jesus and tell the Pharisees and scribes all these different things and always seem to be 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of the most intelligent of the day. Even after all that, the disciples, literally just before our scripture today, were thinking about who was going to be greatest in the kingdom. Jesus, can we have the seat at your right and your left? Who is going to be greatest in the kingdom? It's obvious that they didn't understand, even after 3 years, at this point, who Jesus was and what he was going to do. So, Jesus tells Peter, Jesus says, but I have prayed for that your faith... There we go. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when you once have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Strengthen your brothers. Now, I want to step through this just a little bit. You know, first of all, Jesus says that Satan demanded to sift all of you like wheat. Now, you know, I've read this scripture for years, and my first thought was, well, what right does Satan have to do to demand anything from Jesus, right? Satan demanded that they are sifted like wheat. Now, has anybody ever sifted wheat before? Now, in the Old Testament times, it was done, many times it was covered, but it was open around the sides so wind could blow through, right? Now, when I say wind, that's relative wind, all right? And they would take a shovel or something, they would throw the wheat up, and the wind would cause the chaff to blow away, but the wheat is heavy enough, it would fall down, right? There's other ways that they sifted wheat, but it's a way of purifying the heat. In regards to the disciples' lives, what do you think that means, to sift all of you like wheat? What do you think that meant in the disciples' life? Separate the men from the boys. Yeah, that's true. Remember, it might have been a month ago, I was talking about the refiner's fire. Do you remember that? The refiner's fire. What happens when one steps through the refiner's fire? What happens whenever a metal is put through the refiner's fire? Let's start there. It's changed, but what... And if it's gold ore, for instance, what happens? What comes out of the other side? Impurities are separated from the gold, right? And gold comes out pure. That's 1 Peter, right? Yeah, well, that's how it still works today. It's pure. It comes out pure. So when people step into the refiner's fire, all that is not that pure gold, right, falls away, is separated from. Right? Sifting is that same situation where we are purified. We get the men and women from the boys and girls, right? We understand the difference in that situation. So Satan has demanded that each of the disciples be sifted like wheat. And the next statement is interesting to me. But I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. Well, you know, let's think about something before we move on. Have you ever thought about the fact that we give Satan way too much credit? You ever thought about that? I've said it sometimes myself. I feel like Satan's attacking me. Right? We ever said anything like that? Felt like that? Well, you know, I know. The devil made me do it. Right? Have you ever thought about the fact that Satan is one being? So if I say Satan's attacking me, you can say, well, praise God, Eric, he's not attacking me then. Right? Because Satan can only do one thing at a time. Satan's not like the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit is all places. Right? Satan is not that way. Satan is in one place. If Satan's in some other church, praise Jesus, he's not in this one. Right? Yeah, we need to keep in mind whenever we talk about Satan that sometimes we give Satan way too much credit. He is extremely limited in what he can do. But here, this was a unique situation, wasn't it? Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus?